Now, let me read verse 7 here in your hearing. The days of judgment are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. Now, what has happened here? The nation had actually lost its way spiritually. Why? Because of the leadership. Now, may I make a statement? I can remember that when I started out studying for the ministry, the big fight in this country in the church was between what was known as fundamentalism and modernism. And modernism espoused the social gospel. They were the do-gooders, and they claimed they had a high ethical standard. And I was inclined, frankly, to agree with them on their high ethical standard, because I found out a great many of the fundamentalists just don't operate on high ethics, and that is still true today. And I felt like maybe the liberal had one strike on us in that connection, and it disturbed me a great deal. But I began again to watch liberalism. And I didn't say this. Hosea said it. You can blame it on him. He says the prophet is a fool. Did they have really a high ethical standard? Well, follow them through. And I'm going to refer back now to the Watergate case. A young man who had gone to Yale, I guess it was, and he had an outstanding liberal preacher there. His father was an outstanding liberal, and he taught them ethics. Now, listen to this. This man also taught young men to burn their draft cards. That's against the law. He also taught certain protest meetings and even to the burning, and that there was a higher law than the law of the land, and he espoused that. Well, it led a young man into very serious trouble. That was in his class. He said, well, if that's ethics, then I can follow them. And I just merely use that as an illustration. I'm saying that's true all the way across this land. Liberalism has even lost its moral standard today. And I was in Portland when they discovered there a police woman testified that the place where they were getting dope was that run by the liberal churches. And across this land today, liberalism, I didn't say it. Hosea said the prophet's a fool. He's led the nation astray. And liberalism is responsible for the policy that we followed after World War II. And the trouble that we're in today is a trouble that's been produced by liberalism. I'll guarantee you this. Fundamentalism may act fanatic at times, but the fact of the matter is, fundamentalism did not lead to the trouble that we're in today. And then, even before I began studying for the ministry, I was in college and had not yet gone to seminary. I listened to certain men like Dr. Ironside, Dr. Harry Rimmer, Dr. Arthur Brown, and I heard my professors and liberal preachers call them fanatics. Do you know the things that they preached about and said then are as true today as it possibly can be? And the things I was taught in school, that doesn't happen to be true today. It just didn't work out that way. They had turned their back on God, and the judgment was coming because of that. And they had no spiritual discernment today. And the thing that disturbs me about our nation, we're receiving letters now from many people, and we're rejoicing in it. They're coming out of cults and isms. Well, how did they get trapped in all of these things today? Only one explanation, that's ignorance of the Word of God, lack of spiritual discernment. Now, God says He intends to judge them for that. And this is the pattern, this is an illustration for any nation that's made a pretense of being a Christian nation.